the stated examination of our retreat, exploration of our retreat, was what does it mean to be available for your own life? And we're in the Dhamma, so what does it mean to be available to your own life through the Dhamma? We have examined our lives in so many different ways through this availability. And the elementary level of it can sometimes free the mind when, if we're at any other constructed level, we just get caught in all of our various views and opinions or get confused about everything. So the felt sense of being available is our ground, and our knowing is our means. So we have a ground and a means. And I think most of you could do most of the things we did in the meditations thus far. This afternoon, we're going to touch lightly, very lightly, into how to be available for love, but an in-depth examination of that would require a whole separate retreat, and maybe we'll do that another time here at Sims. But it is not easy. Our relationship with loving and being loved, being in the space of love, it has its own challenges. The other thing that we're going to do this morning is we're going to, in our last sit, we're going to just be available and see what comes up from just being available.